Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
And if it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, please gather around your radio dials, transistor radios, phones, smart speakers, and whatever else you enjoy to listen to the wonderful harmonious tones of one Daryl Ryder, who is powered by Scheibe Jewelers, Cleveland Superior Jewelry Store.
Thank you.
Hi, Daryl.
Listen, Baskin, you survived 4 hours, as did I.
Yeah, that's true. I got a little feisty yesterday. Tom, did you hear any of the show?
You were paired up yesterday?
Yeah, we did yesterday morning. So I'm going to do a little scientific experiment here. I'll be the psychologist. We're going to play word association. I'll start this with you, Daryl Ryder. Ready? Okay. Here we go. Word association. Dylan Gabriel.
Not good.
Can you expand on that?
There are a lot of areas that he needs to improve. And a lot of the things that the Browns had told us coming out of the draft, I should say, after they made that pick, I mean, we just haven't seen a lot of it in his 4 starts. And just like Kevin Stefanski keeps saying, part of it is not just him, it's the supporting cast. I don't know how much of it's coaching, because we don't know what they're calling, how they're calling it. We don't know the assignments and whatnot, but there were just some throws in New England that were just complete head scratchers. And it's, you know, with the defense playing as well as we've seen them play for most of these games, it's just tough to watch the offense struggle to score 17 points every week.
You mentioned the supporting cast, and that has not been up to par as well, Daryl. But isn't it almost unfair in some ways, though, to be, you know, to be viewing Dylan this way through this prism of, you know, evaluating him in October when he was a third round pick, which, you know, you can debate that all you want, whether or not he should have been a top 100 pick or not, and whether this kid was ready to play or not, and the fact that the Browns had, because of the way they changed the course of their season, they threw him basically into the fire sooner than he was ready. And so now we're gonna pick this kid apart when he's a rookie quarterback. We've seen, you've been around this team as long as I have. We've seen rookie quarterbacks struggle in the past. Why is this any different?
Yeah, and I don't disagree with you, Tom. I guess my thing is I kind of feel like the way they used him in the offseason, giving him those first-team reps right out of the gate in the OTAs and the mini camps, and I looked at that back then, and I'm like, they're totally getting this kid ready to play. No matter how much they want to talk about four-man quarterback competition, they're going to play this kid. And then when Jimmy Haslam said in late July, early August, that Kevin Stefanski knew the importance of playing the young quarterbacks this season.
Both of them, right.
That reinforced it for me that they're going to throw these kids into the deep end at some point. And you're right. It's some of it's not Dylan Gabriel's fault. Sometimes you have to blame the people that hired him, and you have to blame the people that, that are putting him in positions. Quite frankly, I think he's been put in a position to fail. I don't know necessarily that he's an NFL starting quarterback. I think, in my opinion, and I've said this, I think he's a backup quarterback at best. That's where his ceiling is. But also, too, to your point, Tom, got to be fair about it. It's not like he's got a good wide receiver core to deal with.
No.
He doesn't. It's not, and I would argue he's got the worst wide receiving core in the league to deal with. You look at the tackle situation,
yeah, the line
right?
problems, right?
Yeah, I don't think that, I don't think Andrew Berry did a good enough job fortifying that offensive line, especially when both of your starting tackles, DeJuan Jones and Jack Conklin, coming off injuries, have a significant injury history. Like, I think you just got to do a better job shoring that up. And I don't think that that happened. And that's why they've gone through 8-9 offensive line combinations in 8 games to this point. So that doesn't help. And then the other thing, too, is, you know, it's hard to evaluate his physical ability because he's not throwing the ball more than 10 yards down the field, which is frustrating to me. Yeah. And it's allowing defenses to stack the box to stop the run. You've got who I believe to be your next franchise running back in Quinshon Judkins, but he can't get going because, as Joel Bitonio told us on Monday, he's looking out there and he sees the Patriots in base defense. They have no respect for the Browns' passing game.
Yeah.
And that, too, is a problem. So I agree with you in the sense, Tom, it feels like everything is conspiring against this kid to make him look like the absolute worst. But also, at the same time, I'm not seeing a lot of things from him where it's like, oh, there's a spark there. And
fair.
And those are things that I'm looking for. How does he elevate those guys around him? And like I said, I realize the talent in the supporting cast, but at the same time, you know, I just don't see a lot of elevation of the supporting cast with the way he plays.
Darryl, less than 1 week until the trade deadline. If you are currently on the roster, tell me who should be maybe contemplating whether they're going to need some change of address cards.
Well, Mike Hall Jr. is back and healthy, and as much as I love Shelby Harris, that is a little bit of a position of depth, so I think that that's a guy to watch. He's in the final year of his contract, and that's really what you look at, right? It's guys in the final year of the contracts. Greg Newsom, final year of his contract, they swap him for Tyson Campbell. I love that trade because you traded a player that you weren't re-signing, you weren't going to invest the $15 to $20 million in him annually, and you went ahead and brought in a guy who's under team control through 2028. I think that's a great trade. I'm not a fan right now. I think they get enough draft picks. You know, they don't need to go shopping for assets. I did find interesting the two tight end moves that they made earlier this week. They claimed Brennan Bates off waivers, and then they signed Caden Prescorn to the practice squad. They made two tight end moves this week, and I thought that that was really, really interesting. And I'm not saying that that's like forecasting anything when it comes to David Njoku, who also is in the final year of his contract, but I do think that's something to watch here in the coming days just because they made those you know, those particular moves. And it, I don't recall Kevin telling us on Monday that David...
he's been dealing with that knee, though, right?
Yeah. But I don't recall him saying that he aggravated
that
in any way.
He's not going to give that up, though, either, so you're right.
Of course, you're right. Yeah. But so for me, it's guys in the last year of their contracts. I would not touch any of the offensive linemen. I think that would be a grave mistake. You've got enough problems up front. If you see potential in Dylan Gabriel, if you see potential in Shedeur Sanders, as either one of them could be your future franchise quarterback, then you need to have the best possible line in front of them. And so I am really, really against them moving any of these offensive linemen who are in the last year.
Let me just throw one name at you. Denzel. Should be worried? Or not worried? Or should is he a possible...
It depends where they're at. I think that goes into the Myles Garrett thing, too. Like, where are they? And this is part of why I would have... Not that Andrew Berry would have really been honest about it, but part of the reason I would have liked to talk to Andrew Berry this week is to get an idea, okay, where are you in your team-building process? You've got a phenomenal defense right now that is, quite frankly, getting run down late third quarter, early fourth quarter. That's when we're seeing teams get separation in these games. They've been blown out, by my view, I 4 blowouts in 8 games. But a lot of that has to do with, well, the offense isn't carrying their load, and the defense is just running out of gas. And at some point, that just kind of gets exposed. So if they feel like that they need to do some serious retooling with the roster, which on the defensive side, I disagree with. I think they're fine there. then yeah, you maybe you think about moving Denzel, or I don't know how you move Miles with his salary cap figures and whatnot, but I would like them to keep that core of the defense together, because Denzel's playing at an all-pro, Pro Bowl level right now, and Miles Garrett is just on another planet.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself, or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most: running it. Ring Business. Business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, "She's coming in. Here are her labs."
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
That guy is just an alien. He is one of one. And, you know, the only way, again, I would move on from him is if he stormed into an office and said, "Get me out of here," number one. And then number two, if, again, you're going through a complete burn the house down to the studs.
So unlike recent previous years, Daryl, you and I would be sitting in the bye week now, like you said, directing questions at Andrew Berry. And we are bumped up against the trading deadline, as you mentioned. Is it a big deal or not that he's not speaking to the media this week?
Well, as I like to say, Tom, Andrew owes me nothing. Okay, this isn't about me. To me, it's about the fans and the way you traded your week one starting quarterback. We heard nothing, and also did it to a division rival. And he has gone down there, and he does not look washed. In fact, he looks like 2023 when he came to the Browns after throwing passes to his family on a high school practice field until mid-November.
Except now he's hurt too.
Yeah.
Right. But like, we never really got good explanation about that, right?
True.
It would have been nice to hear about the Newsom trade, even though I think we all know what was behind that. And just with things the way they're going, it feels like, my perception, that there's a little bit of a crack in the foundation with him and Kevin Stefanski, because Kevin Stefanski did not sound like a guy that was thrilled that Joe Flacco got traded. And he had multiple opportunities to really defend Andrew Berry and go out of his way to, you know what I'm saying? Like, tamp that down. He didn't. He just said, there wasn't a world that I thought that we were trading Joe Flacco this year. He was asked specifically if he was aligned with the front office on that. And he totally sidestepped the question and said, "That's no longer my focus." So, I realize that's how Kevin Stefanski talks, but there are opportunities, and he has taken them to defend moves that have been made by the organization. So it would have been nice to talk to Andrew this week. I think it harms the fans more than anything. But the team also, in their defense, they feel like, hey, everyone always says when Andrew talks, he doesn't say anything. Or is there really something to be gained by the organization putting him out in front to take some bullets? And again, I would argue, yeah, because Kevin Stefanski's out there every day having to field these questions and answer personnel questions that, frankly, I think Andrew should answer because he's the one making the moves. But the organization doesn't feel that it's appropriate for him to talk right now and doesn't feel that you know, it's going to benefit them in any way. And also, too, not every GM in the National Football League does speak at the bye week. The reason why it's a big deal, Tom, is because we're used to it.
Correct.
This is year six for him. And not just for Andrew. All the Browns' former GMs would talk to us during the bye week. So I think the reason why there's so much attention paid to the fact he's not speaking this week and he's not available is the fact that this is something they've always done, and now this year they're deciding not to do it.
Can you give me the tone in Berea between the front office, coaching staff, and just where we kind of sit right now? And is it good, bad, indifferent?
Vibes.
Vibes.
I'll say this. I do not believe the vibes are immaculate, that's for sure. I talked to someone in the organization yesterday just about my perception that there might be a little bit of a crack there between Stefanski and Barry, and it was pointed out to me, that doesn't always mean that there is, and disagreement is healthy and things like that, if they're assuming there is disagreement. And it was put to me that they are on the same page. Again, I don't know that I believe that, but I will say this. I firmly believe that they're both joined at the hip. I don't feel like Kevin Stefanski should be hung out to dry and Andrew Berry survive. Like, to me, it's all or none. You keep them both or you move on from them both, because I think that both share in where this team is, the struggles over the last 25 games. And let's be honest about it. Yes, Andrew Berry has had a real nice draft class this year, but his personnel resume, over his 6 years of GM is hardly pristine. And he inherited a team that was prepared for sustained success, and they're kind of back to where they were about 8-9 years ago, and that's unfortunate.
I think good points all around, Daryl. I'm with you. In terms of the trading deadline, though, doesn't this team need to go out and get a wide receiver? Given, you mentioned all the various, variables that are they're keeping this offense from scoring 17 or 20 points in a game.
Right.
Wouldn't a wideout help right away? Because I don't see one on the practice squad necessarily that's going to make, an impact. Jerry Jeudy has had his struggles. So is there a move there you think they could make without, completely upsetting the apple cart here?
Receiver or tackle. Those are the two positions that I would love Andrew Berry to try and target. Obviously, it takes two to tango here to make something like that happen, Tom. But absolutely. I mean, Mark Schlereth, these aren't my words. This is what Mark Schlereth said on the Fox broadcast on Sunday about the Browns receiver core. He called them a bunch of little people.
Yeah.
Okay. Now,
Tillman's coming back, though, too. So that gives you a little bit of size. But to your point, yeah, it is. It's poorly constructed. You're right.
Right. I mean, I laughed because it was hilarious listening to that, because that's kind of how I view it as well, respectfully. But nobody goes and gets a football in this group. I mean, you got guys that are taking footballs off helmets because they're not paying attention to what's going on either. So or they're running wrong routes that end up in a safety. Could they use a receiver? Absolutely. I mean, you're sitting in the chair where Jeff Phelps normally sits, Tom.
Yeah, I heard
I appreciate you picking up the mantle left behind by Jeff.
Because accidental, but I heard that's the truth, yeah.
That has been a theme between me and Jeff for years and years and years.
Okay.
And hardly a day goes by that we have a conversation on the air about the wide receiving core and the Browns' need to address that position. But
they
you're absolutely
just need playmakers,
right.
Don't they? I mean, God, yeah. I
they
sit
have
there
no
on Sundays, Tom,
on
and I'm
offense.
Like, somebody make a play, please. Yeah.
And the playmakers they have, which David Njoku, and I think Harold Fannin Jr. is a playmaker.
Yeah.
They're not really using. Like, there have been games where Harold Fannin will have four catches in the first half and no targets in the second half. And I realize Njoku got the knee injury and that kind of upset the apple cart a little bit too offensively. But, like, it's just they don't have a lot of juice on the offensive side of the ball. And I think that not only to your point, Tom, about the trade deadline, but going into next offseason, the draft, free agency, et cetera, like it really has to be you got to take a wrecking ball to the offense. And oh, by the way, it doesn't include they're probably going to have to rebuild the entire offensive line too. But they're going to have to take a wrecking ball to that side of the ball and rebuild that thing from the ground up, because, again, there just is no juice on that side of the ball. And that's not like me making a snap judgment over an 8-game window. The quarterback hadn't mattered. The offensive coordinators haven't mattered. The head coach hadn't mattered. The results have been the same. I believe they've had four games in the last 25 where they've scored 20-plus points. So quick math, that's 21 games dating back to last year. They're at 17 or fewer points. That's not a trend. That's a tradition, and that's also a problem.
Mm. All right, Darryl, one more time here because I got about a minute. Yeah. Do you expect the Browns to make any moves by Tuesday?
I think there could be opportunity. I'm not going to sit here and say they're absolutely going to make moves, but Andrew Berry is absolutely going to be exploring the market, and I am not going to be surprised. I just hope those moves are not for draft picks. I hope that they are player for player that can help them.
Outstanding. Darryl, it was fun doing the show with you yesterday. Let's do it again. We'll have you on next week, and then we'll do something after the Jets game on Brownie Bites. How's that sound? Fair?
All right, gentlemen. Have a good one.
Thanks, D-Ride.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.